There were more Israeli casualties in the Gaza Strip today. 4 Israeli soldiers and 1 officer were killed in the second ambush in as many days in Gaza. The attack occurred near the city of Rafah in southern Gaza, near the border with Egypt. The Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad said it was behind the explosion that ripped apart the armored vehicle the soldiers were traveling in.
Today's attack comes after 6 other Israeli soldiers were killed yesterday. They died when their armored vehicle struck a roadside bomb during a military operation. NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us now from Jerusalem. Julie, what more do we know about today's attacks?
Well, Israeli soldiers were killed in the southern end of the Gaza Strip near Egypt when their armored vehicle struck a bomb. Israeli media report that the crew was part of an operation to destroy tunnels in the area that are used to smuggle weapons from Egypt. And the lead bulldozer in their convoy stalled after it hit a bomb. And the armored vehicle with the crew, which was reportedly full of explosives itself, veered around the bulldozer and set off this second powerful blast. Within the last few hours, there are reports of a column of Israeli tanks moving into the refugee camp near Rafah, firing heavy machine guns. Families are reported fleeing. Helicopter gunships are firing missiles into the area. You know, in recent months, Israel has stepped up incursions into Rafah to close down these smuggler tunnels. And in the process, they've demolished dozens of homes, and they've left hundreds of Palestinians homeless. It's an extremely tense place, and it's the backdrop of today's ambush. And coming on top of yesterday's killing of 6 Israeli soldiers, today's attack will only intensify the debate over the price that Israel is paying to remain in Gaza.
The Israeli military has to be concerned about 2 fatal attacks in 2 consecutive days.
This is a devastating 48 hours for the Israeli army. The strongest army in the Middle East has not seen these kinds of losses or resistance in a long while. And it comes at a time when a proposed evacuation of settlers and soldiers from the Gaza Strip is being fiercely debated in Israel. Just last week, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's Likud party rejected his plan to pull out of Gaza. And that's contrary to the majority opinion in Israel, which shows, according to polls, that most people want to leave Gaza. Israeli commentators are starting to compare these events in Gaza to Israel's occupation of southern Lebanon, meaning that grassroots pressure to withdraw will build as it did with Lebanon. But events in Gaza are cutting both ways. They also harden the position of the opponents of a withdrawal, who say, this isn't the time to leave, not when we're under fire, because that hands the militants a victory that's only going to embolden them.
The remains of the soldiers killed yesterday were paraded through the streets of Gaza. Has Israel had any success in recovering those remains?
Well, Israeli troops spent the day hunting for the remains. Eyewitnesses said they blasted their way into buildings. They exchanged heavy fire with Palestinian gunmen. They attacked helicopters, fired more missiles as this whole thing was escalating. But tonight, the chief rabbi approved the burial of the soldiers, despite the fact that not all of the remains have been recovered and that funeral preparations are underway. Under Jewish religious law, all body parts have got to be buried, and that usually requires a preponderance of the parts to have a burial. The news that that body parts have been pilfered by militants just sparked revulsion among Israelis and a sense that the conflict is just reaching a new low.
Thank you, Julie. NPR's Julie McCarthy reporting from Jerusalem.